So let's review. The Gemara begins a discussion about open gaps in the schach. Amar Baya, Avr Shleisha Besuka Gedoyla, Umiyatay Bein Bekanim Bein Beshvudim, have a miyat. Abaya says that a 3 tefach gap in the Sukkah Gedoyla can be fixed by placing valid or invalid schach in the gap. Either way, the open space is reduced. As to the schach posel, the Gemara in the previous daf teaches that Avr and schach posel are not mitzdarf, they do not combine to invalidate the Sukkah. Besukkah Gitana, Bekanim have a miyat, Beshvudim lo have a miyat. In the Sukkah Gitana, a Sukkah of 7x7 tefachim, he can only reduce the space to less than 3 tefachim with valid schach, and then utilize lavad to fill the gap and validate the sukkah. But with schach posel, we cannot utilize lavad because the schach posel is there. Although it does not posel the sukkah at less than 4 tefachim, and the open space is now less than 3 tefachim, the sukkah remains posel because he does not have schach of a sheer sukkah. The Gemara qualifies the case of bekanim have a miyat, and the sukkah is kosher based on lavad. V'hanimili min hatzad. This would only be accepted by all when the gap is on the side near the wall. Al biyamtza, pligi ba ravacha ravina. Chadam yesh lovet biyamtza, v'chadam ein lovet biyamtza. But if the gap is in the middle, there is a machlikas of ravacha ravina. One says the sukkah is kosher because lovet applies even in the middle, and the other says that the sukkah is not kosher because lovet only works on the side. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding mavui to support the opinion of yesh lovet biyamtza. A karev that does not reach the opposite wall, or 2 karevs that don't reach each other, are considered as if they touch if the gap between them is less than 3 tefachim. The proof is refuted because perhaps we are lenient and say yesh lavad b'yamtza only regarding karevs d'rabbanan, but ain lavad b'yamtza regarding sukkah d'araisa. The Gemara then cites a Mishnah to support the other opinion of ain lavad b'yamtza. If there was a tumma in the house with a skylight, everything in the house is tummy except for what is directly under the skylight, since that is not a covered area like the roof. Also, if the tumah itself was under the skylight, everything is tahar, because there is no roof over the actual tumah. The Mishnah makes it clear that this rule applies even when the skylight is less than a tefach squared. Apparently, the skylight is considered a gap in the roof because ein lavad b'yamtza. This proof is refuted as well, because shana hilchas tumah d'hochi gemir lahu. These laws of tumah are halacha l'mesh m'sinai, and cannot be extended to other cases like sukkah. The Gemara quotes 2 teachings from Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, where his student, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, added clarification from his father, Rabbi Yosi. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Ba'isha nifchas v'sichach agabav k'shera. If there was a roof of a house with an opening, and someone placed schach over it, it is valid for a sukkah, similar to the Mishlan Daf Yud Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi added, Kach pirsh abba, arba amas pesula, pachas mi'arba amas k'shera. His father said that this is only true if there are less than 4 amis between the schach and the wall of the house, when we can utilize doif and akuma. There should be Huda Bar Eloi, Avroim Masharia. An Avroim of fish is kosher when caught in a mixture of other fish, because it's unlikely that non-kosher fish got mixed in the batch. Shmuel Bar Yosi added, Kachamar Abba, Shema complain Asura, Shema complain the Muteris. His father said in certain places the Avroim could be mixed with non-kosher fish. In other places, it does not get mixed up. The Gemara discusses a machlekes related to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah taught, V'chein chatzir shimukev ha'sach sadja, a courtyard that is surrounded with porches and roofs above them, which are schach pasel, and he puts schach kosher over the courtyard. If the roofs are less than 4 amos wide, it would be a kosher sukkah based on Deif and Akuma. The roofs are considered part of the walls of the houses. However, miyesh tacht of 4 amos psula. If the roofs are 4 amos wide, the sukkah is pasul because we cannot utilize Deif and Akuma. The Gemara now adds to this scenario. Itmar, sichach agabe achsad yeshesh la betzimin k'shera. If the edges of the porch roofs had columns in front of them, it is kosher because these columns are positioned with less than 3 tefachim between them, and lavad makes them as if they are a solid partition. The walls of the sukkah are now at the front of the porches. Therefore, it's kosher even if the porches are 4 amos wide, because we're not using the walls of the houses as the walls of the sukkah. However, she'ein l'patzimin, abaya amar kashera, amrin p'tikr yerd v'saysim, rova amar psula, lo amrin p'tikr yerd v'saysim. If there are no such columns, abaya says it's still valid, because we say p'tikr yerd v'saysim. The edge of each roof is considered to extend down to create the partitions in front of the porches. Rava says, without the columns, this sukkah is possible, because we do not say p'tikr yerd v'saysim in this case. Rava asked Abaya that according to p'tikr yerd v'saysim, Even if the middle wall of a sukkah collapsed, it should still be a valid sukkah, because the remaining edge of schach extends downward. Abaye says that in that case, even he would agree that it's possible. The havale kemavah hama foolish, because it's like an alleyway open on both ends, and since people can walk right through it, we cannot consider that side closed. The Gemara tries to determine if this machlekes is that same as that of Rav and Shmuel. They argued about an achsadja, a pavilion in an open field. It has a roof on four poles and no walls. Rav said we can carry it on Shabbos because pitikur yad v'saisim. Shmuel says we can only carry within four amos under the achsadja because we do not say pitikur yad v'saisim. The Gemara says this is not the same argument. Alib de Shmuel kule amaloi pligi. According to the opinion of Shmuel, both Abaye and Rav would agree that the sukkah is possible. Ki pligi alib de Rav. According to Rav's opinion, Abaye would agree with Rav that pitikur yad v'saisim. But Rava would say that Rava only holds pitikur yad v'saisim in the case of achsadja. The mechitzis l'achsadja hu davidi. The roof was made to cover the interior of the achsadja. Therefore, pitikur yad v'saisim encloses the achsadja. However, in our case, the sukkah, the lav l'ochi avidi. The roof was not initially made for the courtyard, which is now the sukkah. It was made to cover the porch. Walls that extend downward from it by way of pitikur yad v'saisim are part of the porch, and they are not considered to enclose the sukkah. Therefore, regarding the sukkah, we do not say pitikur yard v'saisim. The Gemara asks, according to Abaye, why the Mishnah daf Yedzayinim and Aleph said chatzir shimukefes achsadra and miyashtachtav arba amis psula and does not utilize pitikur yard v'saisim? The Gemara answers kisha hishva es kiruyim. The Mishnah is speaking of a case where the schach was put flush with the edge of the roof. Since it's not visible, we cannot utilize pitikur yard v'saisim. Whereas in the case of Abaye, the ends of the schach were placed on the roof, and the edge is visible inside the sukkah. Therefore, we can utilize pitikur yad v'saisim. It must be pointed out that both Shmuel and Rava agree with the principle of pitikur yad v'saisim, which is halacha l'mesh misinai. It is only in certain cases where, in their opinion, it cannot apply. Rashi notes the Gemara in Masechtas Eivin of Tzadidal Omid Beis that Shmuel holds that we cannot utilize pitikur yad v'saisim on all four sides. There must be at least one actual wall. So too, Rava says that in this case, we cannot utilize pitikur yad v'saisim because the lav lahachi avidi.